Good morning all. It's a bit earlier today because even though I'm on holiday, I'm actually at work today. I'm in the office because I need to reuse this holiday day on another day later in the year. So although I had but 3 days off for this week, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, I kind of rearranged Wednesdays so that I could reuse it later. Hence, I'm in the office today. It's a little bit weird. So a week's holiday with a break in the office for one of the days. However, just the fact I sort of drove into work, I had the opportunity to catch up slightly on the invoicing subject, at least within Audioboo. So I thought I would talk quickly about that. Yeah, okay. Thanks, Matt, for clarifying a little bit clearer. That you're happy or understand that companies pay on a different schedule. Though I did find it interesting that you treated small businesses as individuals and that they should pay immediately, even though they are subject to exactly the same problems with their suppliers as companies are, and their customers rather. I also agree completely with your theoretical view of the world, where it would be really nice if everyone paid their invoices on the day they received them. However, that isn't the real world in any stretch of the imagination, is it? And I got to admit, I was mostly talking in the concept and context, rather, of my world, of how it actually happens in my world. And in terms of invoicing, I work for a small company, there's six of us, and we don't invoice every day because we can't afford to. The time involved, we can't afford, the time involved is such that we can't afford someone full-time to do invoicing and bookkeeping because there isn't enough work. So you can only, we only need someone part-time. And so we have a bookkeeper who comes in twice a month to do invoicing and bookkeeping and paying of bills and stuff like that. So, yes, whilst it would be nice if we could invoice on the day we completed work, in reality, we only invoice at the next half month because that's just the way we can afford to do it. And similarly, we pay on the contract terms with our suppliers. If our suppliers have put a contract term in place that we must pay them within 60 days, then we will pay them within 60 days. We won't pay them immediately because if we did so, we wouldn't be able to afford the wages because we have contracts in place with our customers where they will pay us on 30 days or 60 days of receiving our invoice. Because otherwise we wouldn't get the work. It would be nice to be idealistic about and say you must pay immediately, but it doesn't work like that for, you know, we just wouldn't get the work. The customer would say, fine, we will pick another supplier. You must accept our standard terms of business or you may not work with us. We are very, very small compared to the big companies, but we are not a tradesman. And I don't know if that affects things in terms of getting paid, but certainly that's the world sort of we live in. I also want to touch quickly on delegation, because I think delegation is an excellent solution to this problem, and it's how all companies, once you get more than about 10 people, work. The person doing the invoicing is never the person who does the actual work. So in a small one-man business, the person who does the work does the invoicing, like Mac did. But my designer doesn't do invoicing, nor does my HTML developer or my PHP programmer. I don't pay them to invoice. They've got far more efficient things they could do for the company that actually makes us money. And that's just delegation. However, our invoice people do need to know what to invoice. And that just now comes down to habit and procedures. Any materials used by any of my staff in order to do their job has to be logged in the right place. And then the invoicing can be picked up off that. So that's how we handle these things. And I see that I'm out of time, so I'm going to stop there. Have a good one, all.